Give it a shame, beged, that there's an isser, the crane is wearing more begotten than he's supposed to. Mashenkin pochus misholish, but if the piece of cloth is less than 3x3, it's not choshev a beged, and chosetis. There's no isser yitu begotten. And let this pshat, vahainu deravam Reb Chisda. Now this pshat, Rabbi Yochanan is saying the same pshat like Reb Chisda. That shalai b'mokim begodim, there is an issa to wear another beggar there, but it has to have a shame beggar. The cloth has to at least be 3x3. For the Gemara, lema though, plig Reb Yehuda b'red Reb Chiyah. Let's say the argument of Yehuda b'red Reb Chiyah, that he says even a tzutzel cotton is osir, even a small belt is osir to wear. That's also called a beggar. It's less than 3x3. And the Gemara maybe no. Shani tzutzel cotton, I tell you, a small belt is osir. Why? The chashiva. It's chashiv. It's better than stamp a piece of material 3x3. But since it's a belt, it's a chashiv a thing, even though it's smaller than 3x3, still it's called the beged, therefore it's also for the kohen to use it. For the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Yechanan, Ada Shminen Gami, Leshamin et Sosa Kotin. Rabbi Yechanan says clearly not like this. Rabbi Yechanan says anything less than 3x3 is mutter. It's only also to put on a piece of cloth, even Shleib Mok and Begodim, it has to at least be 3x3. But less than 3x3, it's mutter. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, a Kohen is allowed to put a belt around his finger, even though it's a choshev a beged, but since it's less than 3x3, it's not called a beged. For at the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yechanan, why does now Mishnah say that? Let the Mishnah say, if a Kohen has a wound on his hand in the base of Migdash, he's allowed to even put on a belt on his hand. Why did the Mishnah only say Yigami? And the Gemara, Mil Sa'agav Ruchu Kamashman. The Mishnah is telling us another Kiddush Agav. The Gami Masi, that by putting on this leaf, you should know there's an Issur, it should be an Issur Rabbanim, that has Merapa, that it heals you. That if you have a wound, putting on this leaf is a refuah. So that's the Kiddush in the Mishnah. That even though refuah is also on Shabbos, but in the Beis HaMikdash, Bitsarach Gevoyah, here when the Kohen is doing the Avoidim, it's not nice that his womb should be open. Bitsarach Gevoyah, he's allowed to put a Gami on it even though it heals it. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. So if the Mishnah would have just said Silsu Kotin, I wouldn't hear this Chiddush. I would think maybe to put something that's Merapi, it was awesome. That's why the Mishnah says another Chiddush for saying Gami. That you should know, even though it's a Refuah, still it's Mutah. Rashi says, the Gami Masi, Mishum Shabbos Yitzvach Lemisni. Our Mishnah tells the Chiddush in Hilchah Shabbos. Gami diaf agav the masi shor b'migdish. Even though this gami is something that heals, and stamuzay it's also to do refuah on Shabbos, but in the base of migdish to amount to you. That's why the Mishnah says gami. But who did according to Rabbi Yechanan? So cotton is also mutter. Kol zman is less than gimel by gimel. There's no way to yit to be gotten. Stop here. Yeah, holding daf kuf dalet. Yeah, zot the Mishnah. Boiskin melech al gabe kevesh bishvil shloyach likoy. The kevesh, that's to go up to the mizbeach, the plank that the Kohen had to walk up to the mizbeach. It was a slope, a steep, no steps, a slant. So let's say it was rainy, it was slippery. So the Mishnah says on Shabbos you're allowed to throw salt on the kevesh that you shouldn't be slippery, you shouldn't slip. Shloyach likoy. Umemalin mibor hagoyla. Who are then allowed to schlep up water from a bor, from a well, hagoyla, or mibor hagodol, begalgol? These are two different boros that were in the Azor, in the Beis Hamikdash, and on Shabbos you're allowed to get the water out of these wells, begalgol. You're allowed to use a galgol like a wheel, to get the water up. Be Shabbos. Therefore, it's mutter on Shabbos. Yeah. So Rashi lets him, the Mishnah doesn't say clearly, but it's only mutter in the Beis Hamikdash, these two things. And Rashi Begalgal says, Avo b'medina loy, and time of course b'gemara, mishum shem yamal l'gunos l'churbosai. It's only mutter in the Beis Hamikdash to schlep up the water. And that's why it's a deek. The Mishnah says the bor, the well, in the Azor itself, in this bor, you're allowed to schlep up the water on Shabbos, even though you have to use a wheel. But other wells, if you have to use a big wheel to get the water up, it's usher. Out of the base of Midrash, there's an issue with the Rabbanim, we'll see in the Gemara why. Or Miber Hakar Biyomtiv. For another type of a well, from Hakar, we'll see in the Gemara why it's called Ber Hakar, it's only Mutter on Yomtiv. But on Shabbos, this bear is also. Zot Gemara. Romi Le Ravika Mipashrunya Le Rova. He has to shout to Rova. Tanan, and now Mishnah says, Boiskin Melech Agabe Yakevesh Bishvil Shloyach Likoy Bemigdash. So it's a Diyak Bemigdash in Bemedina Loy. That's a diik for now Mishnah. even though the Mishnah doesn't say klo b'medina, but about talking about the kevesh which was in the Beis Hamikdash, mashma, you're only allowed to do this in the Beis Hamikdash. That says on Shabbos, if it's slippery to go up the kevesh, go up the plank, you're allowed to put salt there that it shouldn't be slippery. But mashma came to Medina, out of the Beis Hamikdash where we live, it's also to put salt that it shouldn't be slippery on the ground. Or Remini Havakasha, Chotzah Shen is Kalkalo B'Meimei Geshomim. Anybody that has his private chotzah, his private front yard, that got room because it's raining and it's very slippery there, so you want to be able to walk over the puddles there, is maybe Tevin or Mardabo. You're allowed to bring straw and spread it out, Mardabo, like level out the ground so that you can walk over it. So you see there's no issur binyan. So why do we say now Mishnah, Simashmi, if you only put the salt down on the ground, only in the by the Beis Hamikdash, but not the Medina, because it's nechsei kibinyan like you're building, and here it's mashmi, no, even the Medina, even in your own backyard, you're allowed to throw down tevin onto the ground. Trashi omar debo shateichbo, you spread out the tevin all over your ground. And for the Gemara, shani tevin delay mavatulay, is the chilik. When you throw straw down on your ground, you're not mavatlet there. Like the straw is oimit, so you behave with to come and eat it. So since you're still going to take it away, you're not permanently put it onto the ground. Therefore, it's not mechse kibinyin. You're not building on the ground. Trashid leim mavatulay, or vaitavolekim is shumashvi gumas. There's not even issa that you want to like, the issa binyin here would be that there are holes there like, and now you're putting down the straw to smooth out the holes. That would be issa. But since your kavon here is later to take away the straw, so there's no issa that you're now smoothing out the holes, because you're not smoothing it out. You're going to take away the straw soon. The melachu b'shabbos, devi kibinyin. Because if you would be smoothing out holes, that's also to do on Shabbos. That's binyin. Here, why is the mutter? The midi, the chaz, the maicha behema, since you're talking about straw, that a behema could eat, oy letir hachoymet, loy mevatule, you're not mevatule there, because you're going to use it. Avu melech. Misha Nidras Berego, Mashenka the Mishnah is talking about Yistam putting down salt. Now usually you put down salt on the ground and people step on it, Lechazi, you're not going to use the salt anymore. Or Mistama Mavatulay, or the Medina also. That's why it's also the Medina, because it's Nechse Kibinyan. By throwing down the salt there in Mistam, you're going to Mavatul it to the ground, and you Mavatul it, you're going to leave it there, it looks like you're building on the ground. So therefore that's only an Issam of the Rabbonin, it's like Nechse Kibinyan. It looks like you want to smooth out the holes. So bim medina out of the Beis Hamikdash is awesome. But in the Beis Hamikdash, that's the end of the Mishnah, on the Keves, you are allowed to put the salt. Omalei Rav Acha b'rei the Rav Rav Ashi, hai melech hechi domi. Like in our Mishnah, when you're putting the salt down on the Keves, on Shabbos, what's your purpose of putting the salt there? Idem avatel, if you have das to leave the salt there on the Mizbeach, the Keves, the plank going up to the Mizbeach, you have das namish to mavatel to leave it there, is the kasha komeis of abinyin. It's lav dafka the Issus Shabbos here, but stam al the din of the mizbeach. You're adding to the binyan of the mizbeach. You're not allowed to do that. Oksev, the pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, hakel b'ksav miyad Hashem ola hiskil, that the dimensions of the Beis Hamikdash and all the kelim was given by the Nevi'im through Hashem, that you can't change the dimensions. So how could you make the mizbeach, the keves, bigger? If you're going to put salt there, some avatlet there, you're making the keves bigger. That's an issa. Rashi says, "Come a mice of abinyan." Even in the middle of the weekday, it's also to do this. The Beis Hamikdash was given over to David HaMelech with dimensions from the Nevi'im. He can't do more. He can't do less. Samuel, that's the kashir. If you're going to mavato, leave the soul permanently on the keves, it's also because you're making the keves bigger. You're not being mavatlet there. Our Mishnah is talking about you putting the salt down just because it's slippery now. But right after the rain goes away, you'll wash away the salt. I was expecting one other kasha. Have a chatzitza. Look, where it's a kasha then. How could the kohen now walk off the plank, walk off the kevesh? There's a chatzitza. The locher is a kohen. He has to be barefoot. He's not allowed to wear anything because his boser has to touch the ritzba. It has to touch the mizbeach. So when he's walking up the Mizbeach, there's not allowed to be a chetzitzon between his foot and the Mizbeach. So if you tell me you're putting down salt, that you're not going to leave it there permanently, you're not mavatlet there, you're going to take it away afterwards, so how could the kohen walk up the Mizbeach? Now there's a chetzitzon. It should be also to have the salt on the Mizbeach for his, where he's walking. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you, it's talking about the lochas evorim lekevis. The lav avoid he. We're not talking about when the kohen is taking the dam to make the zrika on the mizbeach. That's the halacha. When he's taking the dam, that's an avoida. That you need kohen. And whenever you need a kohen, the kohen has to be touching the ground. But we're talking about now, after you made the zrika of dam, and after the shechita, now you cut up the animal, the meat, the pieces of meat, you have to carry up to the mizbeach. So Avi Minim is, that's not called an avoida. So you don't really need a kohen. So even though the kohen's foot is not touching the keves, still it's kosher. Because you don't need a kohen there. For the Gemara, no, it's not true. V'loy, you don't need a kohen. V'aksiv, the pasuk says, V'hikriv ha-kohen es ha-kohel. Mashmi davka need a kohen. The kohen has to bring everything. V'hikter ha-mezbecha. And then he makes haktori, he burns the meat on the mezbech. V'yom amar, we learned, what does this mean? Zu ha-lochas evorm le-keves. That by taking the pieces of meat, after you shecht it, after you skinned it and cut it up, those pieces of meat that you have to burn on the Mizbeach, when you take it up to the Mizbeach, you bedavka need a kohen. So if you need a kohen, it's mashma, it's called an avoidum, and when a kohen is walking up, his feet has to touch the kevesh. So there's a kashem. How could you have salt on the kevesh? There's a chatzitza, should be possible then. Ela, I'll tell you the case is, eleima boileches eitzim lamarochem. The lava avoidhi. We're only talking about now, it's a rainy day, the kevesh is very slippery. So true, when the kohen is doing the avodah, there's no eitzah. You can't have the salt there via chatzitzah. They're talking about early in the morning when they want to bring the wood up there to the mizbeach to make the marochah. Now carrying the wood up to the top of the mizbeach to make the marochah, to make the burning place, that's not called an avodah. For that you don't bedavka need a kohen. Therefore, when the kohen takes the wood up on the side of slippery now, you would be allowed to put down salt for a few minutes. Kedai right now won't be slippery. He'll be able to walk up there. And after he walks up there, then you wash it away. But while he's walking up there, there's no Issa Chatzitza, because that's not called an Avoida. You don't even need, you do not need a kohen for that. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. When is it mutter to put the salt on the keves? When they're taking up the wood to the Mizbeach. That's not an Avoida. So there you're afraid maybe you'll slip down, but then you're allowed to have salt. So the Maradorash Rova. Chotzer Shenis Kalkolo B'mei Megishonim. You have your front yard, and it was raining, and it got very slippery. Got the ground got ruined. Is maybe teven umar debo on Shabbos? You're allowed to bring straw. Straw is not muksa. It's only to give you behemoth to eat. You're allowed to feed your behemoth on Shabbos, so it's not muksa. So you're allowed to take it and spread it out on the ground. Omale rapapa le rovas. Rapapa told rova for a time you learned in a brace like this. Kishu mardo. When you're spreading out the straw onto your wet chutzer, ainu mar deloy b'sal. You're not allowed to spread it out in a normal manner. You can't carry it in a basket and spread it out from the basket. V'loy b'kupa, another type of a basket. Ela b'shule kupa. You have to do a shinui. You have to b'davka use the bottom piece of a barrel. Take the, like a broken barrel, and the bottom piece of the barrel, that's what how you're allowed to carry the straw. Because you have to make a shinui here. Because otherwise it looks like you'll be mavatla there, it looks like you're making a binyan. And the lachat's brought down, you can't even use your hands. Because I'm using your hands is also a darkri. You would have to do it in life in the shinui, you have to use the back of a kli. So the Gemara said, he didn't say that, he said, stamets mutter. So the Gemara, hoda ukim rava amoyro leid. Rav again put an amoyro, put an interpreter in front of him, the dorash, and he made a drush on the next Shabbos, and he said, Dvorim shemati lefnechem. That I dashed before to say stam, that it's mutter to spread out the straw on your wet chotzer, toye same biyodi, I made a mistake. No, baram kach omru, this is the way it should be said. Kach omru mishum Rabbi Elezer. This is what it said over the name of Rabbi Elezer. That ukeshumarda, when you are spreading out this tevin, ain't a marda loy b'sal. You should know you're not allowed to do it in a normal manner. You can't carry the straw to the chotzer in a regular sal, regular basket. V'lei b'kupa, in a bigger basket. Ela b'shule kupa. You have to use the bottom, a lush, a moifin b'shinui. You have to break off the bottom of the basket and turn it upside down and carry the straw on the bottom of the basket. That's called the shinui. Then it doesn't look like you're making a binyan. There's no gzeres mishum ashwi gumis on Shabbos. That's the only time it's mutter. So the Mishnah says now what? That in the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to get the water up from a well with a wheel. So the Gemara, Amaisa, Ula ikloi levei Rav Menashe. Ula went to visit Rav Menashe. While he was there, also hu gavra, a person came to the door, Taraf HaBoba, and he knocked on the door on Shabbos, he started to bang at Rav Menashe's door. Izomas, Rav Menashe said, Man hai, delitzcho gufei, dekomaschol ele Shabbata. Like, who is this person that I should listen, pay any attention to him, because he himself is being mechal Shabbos now? What did the person do wrong? The person, by banging at the door, he made noise, and it's awesome with the Rabbanon to make noise on Shabbos. That's the Hazar Mida. So to Rashi, the first one, the big lines, Tarafa Bobo, Hikish Awadelos, he banged at the door, the Agrofa with his fist, the Shmiya Kurt, and he made a noise. So Rav Nasha held that's also to make this type of a noise on Shabbos, so it's being mechal Shabbos, and he didn't want to talk to the person. Omer le Rabbi, Rabbi answered back, there's nothing wrong here. Lo yosru el kel shel shir. The only time I'm allowed to make noise on Shabbos is a nice, sweet noise that sounds like a shir, like a music. Sounds like a song. But stam to bang at the door, there's no issa. Trashi. The Havamina was to call Machal Shabbos, the Ksava Kololu, they call Osir. Any type of making noise is also on Shabbos. And Rabbi answered back, the kel shel shir, hanishma kein shir ben imo v'naches. Something that's sweet and easy, that's awesome. But stam banging is mutter. That's where we hold like Rabbi, that stam banging is mutter. There's only an issue if you have a permanent knocker on the door, a zaf that's meant there on the door, oimet, to knock, that's also to use. That's a bigger, that's awesome. If it's a kli, that's miyuchah the shir, it's awesome. But stam using your fist, knocking at the door, even though you're making noise, that's mutter. Because that noise is not called a noise, so shir, it's stam banging. Eis v'yabaya. Abaya had a kash and Rabbi now. You're telling me now, stam noise is mutter, is the adin, malim b'jayfi. You're allowed to schlep up the water, malim b'jayfi. Rashi says, mechavis t'chavis. This is like a siphon. If you want to get the water out of one barrel into another barrel, you're allowed to take a tube and suck it out on one side. It starts the suction, and the water goes down to the bottom barrel. That's what you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Is malim b'joyfi. Umatifin meyerek l'choyla. Matifin meyerek, a type of a kli, that on top there's like a hole, and on the bottom it has sprouts, that the yayin drips out. Now, if you hold your hand down on top like this, you stop the suction so it doesn't come down. When you take your hands off it, then it starts dripping down. So the kid's a type of a kli that you collect the yayin drip down, and if you close them on, there's a stopper on top, it doesn't drip down. So you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. You can take off the stopper on top, and now the wine starts dripping down that makes noise. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. What's the mutter for? L'chayla. You can do it only for a chayla, somebody that's sick. We'll soon see why you're doing it, why you need this noise for the chayla. But the diet, l'chayla b'shabbos, the diet, l'chayla in l'bari loy. You're only allowed to do this to make this noise, the wine dripping down, for a sick person, but not for a healthy person. Why? Because you're making noise. Now, hey, chidomi, what are we talking about? Lav denim. We're talking about somebody that's sleeping already. The kaboy de lisa, and you want to wake the guy up. So how do you wake the guy up? You let this wine start dripping down. Beep, beep. You let it drip down. That's going to wake him up. Now, you don't have any kabon and shear there. That's time of noise. And still you see it's osir. Shema mina lui de kola kol osir. Any type of noise you're making is osir on Shabbos. So it's a kashan rabba. So the maraloi, that wasn't the case. The tear, we're talking about the guy who is awake now. For kaboy de lenim, the guy with the chola wants to go to sleep. He's sick. We want him to sleep, but he can't fall asleep. We want to make a nice, sweet noise there, like singing to sleep. That's what we want to do. So, man, this wine, when it comes down a nice way, a few drops here, a few drops there, it comes down like a music. So that's also taka, because that's called you're making a nice shear. So it's only mutter, for a chayla it's mutter. But for bari it's also, because it's a nice noise. But a stama bang is mutter. Eif, I have another kasha. Hamashama peroisim afnei hoifis. If somebody's watching his fruits, called the birds, he doesn't want the birds to come and eat his peris, or the luyab mevnei hachayim. Or else you have these pumpkins, you have seeds, pumpkin seeds from the chay, you don't want the animals to come and eat it up. Is meshama kedakim b'shabbos, you're allowed to watch it, that the animal shouldn't come to eat it. Or bevat shalai yaspik, you're not allowed to like start bang clapping there, v'lo yatfiach, and bang on your thigh, v'lo yirakin, and not dance, kederech shu'oysa b'chol. You can't do these things, make these noise on Shabbos. Is my time, why can't you clap your hands to keep the birds away? Lav the kamalot kola, because you make a noise. She said, even stop clapping, you're not making any music there. You stop clapping to make any noise to get the animal away, it's also awesome. The kola lude kola also. So, of course, again, it's a kashan rabba. It's the more name. Omer avachar by Yaakov, it's a different reason why it's also. The reason why you're not allowed to clap your hands to throw the birds or animals away is it's a gzeirah, shem le yitol tzrur, maybe you'll pick up a pebble and you'll throw it at them. And it's standing b'shus harabim, so we're afraid you'll throw b'shus harabim, dal damas, that's why it's awesome. V'yel hod yom rav yudu am rav, noshim am sachkos v'goyzim, noshim that are playing with nuts, is awesome. They're not allowed to play nuts on Shabbos. So if the kids play nuts in New York, they're not allowed to. My time, or why not? Lav the komelot kolok, because when you throw nuts and one hits the other one, it makes noise. So you make a noise, mash many noises also. V'chol alu de kol also. Tmar loy. Dilma also la shvuya gumis. They were talking about just playing on the ground. Now when you're throwing the nut on the ground, you like to have a nice smooth piece of ground. So we're afraid maybe the ground won't be smooth. There'll be a hole there. You come to fix up that hole on Shabbos, not in this city, right? Sabinion. That's why we make the Xerah. That's why they can't play nuts on Shabbos. Tila teim hochi, hod yom rab yudu noshim mesachos betapuchim. There are a lot of play, noshim mesachos betapuchim is also. Noshim, again, women that play with apples, the same thing. Instead of playing with nuts, they roll apples, hit one or the other. Is host, and that's awesome. Why is it awesome? Hosa maya ludi koila ika. An apple hitting another apple doesn't make too much noise. Bishleim and nuts make noise. But apples don't make any noise, so why is it awesome? Ella, Taraya, do masla shuya gumis. The reason is because we're afraid maybe the ground won't be smooth, it'll be holy, and you want to flatten out those holes, that's why it's awesome. Tanan. So now we have no cash on Rabbah, and we hold like Rabbah. Stop making noise, it's mutter, it's only a kail shoshir, that's awesome. Tanan, now Mishnah says, Mamal mibor ha-gerle mibor ha-godol be-galgol, be-shabbos, be-migdash. You're only allowed to do this in the base of Migdash on Shabbos. You're getting the water up from these two burris with a galgal, with a wheel. Of Migdash in b'medina loyd. But out of the base of Migdash is also mid-rabbonin. My time, what should be the issue? What are you doing wrong? You're in a Rishus HaYochid, you're schlepping up the water from a well to the top. What's the issue? Lav mishum delu dekoyla. Because when you use a wheel, it makes a lot of noise. The crank makes noise. So you see, any type of a noise is also. The yasser, so tomorrow light, that's not the reason why it's asser. Al kerlo be mutter because it's not making a kerl shall shear. Now the reason why it's asser, gzeira shem yamala li ginos l'chubosein. The way you schlep up water with a wheel, the pshat is you're getting a lot of water up. Anytime you're fetching a lot of water, it's like gzeira, maybe you'll take this water and throw it onto your gin already. You'll throw it onto the garden. Like you have so much water, what do you need it for? It looks like you're going to use it to water your garden. That's why it's awesome. The bottom rushing. Gzeira shem yamali gnosein, mitech shem malam boy. Another story. Since it's very easy to get this water up using a wheel, it gets it up very easily. Is also lahashkes boy beginosin v'chabosin v'shabis. You're getting up so much water easily, we're afraid you'll throw it right into your gina, that's why it's awesome. But not Mishum Kaila. Zumara Neima Shari Lemimla Bigulgola Bimchuza. In his place, Mechuzah, he was Matarim on Shabbos to bring up water with a galga, with a wheel. I shred the Mishnah's mashmon in the Migdash it's mutter, but Medina it's awesome. Omer Ameima said, my time a gozer rabbona was rabbona make zera shem yamal yunos lechaboslin. Maybe it's so easy. You'll fill up so much water, use it, and water your garden. Of a hocher mechuza leginika. I said there were no gardens there. It was they only had ground there, no gardens. Since there was no gina there, no gardens there, there's no zera. Maybe you water your gardens. That's why it's mutter. Leginika lechurbika. But then Rav saw, then Amema saw, you know what they did with that extra word?